Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, you know, sometimes we find ourselves on these long, winding roads, and I know it's tough. More people are going to get power back today. More people are going to get cable back today. And it really is amazing how much we've come back in this amount of time. Much, much different than following Katrina. And one of the things that inhibited the comeback with Katrina was the flooding. And so we didn't have that in the New Orleans area. But look, a lot of people are suffering. Look, you know, I guess the auto industry is doing pretty well here. Local car dealerships are doing pretty well because people's cars were totaled and they had to go out and get another car. Also, I heard that there, I haven't read it yet. It was sent to me earlier, but I haven't had a chance to read it. There was a big article in the Washington Post all about the connection between WWL radio and the community. Have you read the article, Ian?
Yeah, I read it a couple times.
Oh, nice. I noticed that they misspelled. They have you Ian Holt.
Ian Holt.
As opposed to Ian Hoke.
Which, I don't know. It sounds kind of cool, like Ian Holt.
Ian Holt. Well, but your name is Ian.
Ian Holt is diehard or something. Yeah. You know, I don't know. It sounds kind of a little bit more actionable than Hoke, which is this just sort of generic Central European surname. But yeah, I thought they did a nice job with the article, you know, kind of explaining a little bit about why what we do is not doable by other outlets, by newspapers and TV right. stations. And at the end of the day, you can take everything away from a community, their cell phone service and their cable and their internet. And as long as you can still dig into the closet and pull out that $2 transistor radio,
yeah.
or if you're listening on your 50-year-old Panapet keychain radio or you know, right. whatever people are digging. I mean, we heard so many stories over the weekend of I haven't listened to the radio in years, or you know, I was rooting around in my closet and I found this old clock radio and I tuned it, and we're there, and that's all you need. You don't need, it doesn't have to be, as long as you, maybe it's battery operated, you know, or you got a hand crank operator operated radio, but we're here. Once you take everything else away, WWL radio is still here. I think that's so cool. And the article did a great job of highlighting
Good.
The importance of that.
I'm looking forward to reading that. But, yeah, we've talked about that a lot, that we know when all of this technology is rendered just totally moot because of nature, you're down to a radio. And radio's always been here and always will be here. And I've said it before. You know, I read about this. I wasn't around when this happened. But when television was invented, people thought, oh, that's the death of radio. What, you're going to put pictures with sound? Nobody's going to want to listen to the radio.
Give me a break. Come on.
The radio survived.
Yeah.
August 1st, 1981, MTV went on the air with Video Killed the Radio Star. It didn't. Radio is still relevant today. And podcasts and all those things are great. And I've got a YouTube channel. I've got Facebook and Instagram and podcasts. I'm all for all of that. I get the relevance of all of that. But there's something special about live radio and the connection it has with the community. And one of the most interesting aspects of radio, I believe, is the fact that there are thousands and thousands of people listening. But chances are you're listening alone. You go to a concert and, you know, you're surrounded by people. But you listen to the radio, and quite often, you're by yourself.
Yeah.
You're in your car, you're at home, you're in a cubicle, you're sweating your ass off at home right now, but you are alone, or maybe with another person or so. And so it's really a very intimate intimate medium.
If anybody wants to read the Washington Post article, just shoot me a text on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line, 260-1870, and I'll shoot you back a link to it.
Cool.
You can see some photos of kind of what it looks like behind the scenes here, where we've been sleeping, what the broadcast facility actually
they
looks
show
like.
That?
Yeah.
They show like the WWL dormitory?
They show your bed, dude.
My bed?
Your bed.
I wasn't in it, was I? I mean, they didn't get me. They didn't
catch
me.
You really haven't seen it at all
yet.
No,
I haven't seen the. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. It's like maybe the fourth or fifth picture down. It's like, here's where Scoot sleeps.
Wow.
I kid you not, man.
That's interesting. Well, anyway, Holly Bailey, I think it's her name.
That's right.
Journalist.
She did a good job.
Yeah, that's really good to hear. Okay, let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Albany and Greg. Thanks for hanging on. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Scoot. I'm so glad that you're back in your apartment. And I want to thank you and WWL for everything that you do. And I guarantee if the news is bad or good, it's going to be the truth. And I really appreciate that.
I appreciate that you appreciate that because, yeah, we do try to be honest with what we talk about on the show here. Greg, how did you make out through the storm?
If it got any better, you'd have to pay me to see me.
Really?
No, not really. No, I live on 10 acres. I got 50 live oak trees that fell over.
Oh.
And I'm 70 years old and one chainsaw, and I don't trust myself with my strength anymore to try to tackle this job, you know?
So you're going to have somebody take care of that for you?
Yeah, I got a quote for $50,000.
Whoa!
And I got one quote for $30,000, but I live on a fixed income, so that's out the door, you know, for sure right now. But I called you mainly to let you know a couple things, if you don't mind.
Okay.
During Katrina, they were giving away those converter boxes for the old TVs.
Yeah.
And I drug out an old TV and hook up an old set of rabbit ears, and I'm getting stations out of Baton Rouge. Only three of them, but it's something to help kill the time at night.
And
so
for, you know,
got an old converter.
Yeah, and for about like for the Xers and millennials and the Zoomers, rabbit ears, that's an antenna.
Right. And I'm sure it's like if the other seniors like me, we don't throw nothing away. And I managed to find an old TV that was in good working order before they switched the system.
So, yes, I know this is unbelievable for a lot of people, but, you know, did you know that we were able to watch TV before there was cable?
Oh, yeah, I remember the three channels, and PBS.
Yeah, then there were actually four, ABC, CBS, NBC, and PBS. And by the way, kids, the TV used to go off the air at midnight or maybe one.
Yeah.
It would go off the air. There was a sign-off. And they would play like the Pledge of Allegiance or something, and jets would fly by, and there was some kind of a pattern, and then it went to, I mean, the TV went off. It wasn't even on 24 hours. And then it came back on in the morning. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the other thing I'd like to mention is, you know, not only we're the ones going without, but a lot of nature is going without. And I found some old hummingbird feeders, and I threw a little sugar water in them, and now I got like 15 hummingbirds flying
around.
Oh,
that's great.
And it's entertainment. Let me tell you, if you're looking for free entertainment, just put a feeder out there and you laugh your ass off.
Those things are amazing because, you know, they go forward and backwards, like interchangeably.
Yeah, nature's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And the other thing I like to mention is I know this is like, you know, not on top of the food chain, but I live near the Natalbany River in Livingston.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the tick fall and Robert, Louisiana's got the trifunta, I believe. But these trees that fell, they made dams in all these creeks. And we just got it cleaned up from Tangipahoa and Livingston Parish, cleaned up the whole stream system to go to Lake Marpaw. And now we have nothing but dams everywhere. And we live on, you know, gravity flow out here and to go into Lake Marpaw. And now I'm wondering if we ever get a 4-inch rain cycle, where is all this water going to go? It's not going to go downstream. It's going to come out, you know, through the side banks.
Well, let's hope they get that cleared up before that would happen.
Yeah, I know it's like I said, you know, people are trying to get power and everybody's living this trial and tribulation in life, which
Yeah, none of us,
you know, we all lived it, and we're going to be living it again. That's just part of life.
Well, Greg, I love your attitude. Thanks for the suggestion about the rabbit ears and the converter box, and I'm glad you're doing okay.
Yeah, we're hanging in there for no fart.
Okay. All right, Greg. Thanks. Greg, thanks for being with us.
Okay.
All right, let's go to LaPlace and David. You're on WWL. Hey, David, thanks for holding on.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
I was 10 years old when Fetchy passed. I was living in a little town called Narco. Just what this reminds me of, this song was just like Fetchy. It was bad. But I wanted to give a shout-out to Central Lord Church, St. John of Arc Church, First Baptist Church, LaPlace, Reserve Church, New Wine Community Church, and Denny's. Denny's is again with his pancakes and bacon and coffee every morning.
Denny's the restaurant, not Denny's the church.
Yeah, Denny's the restaurant.
Okay. I mean, some people worship the food, I know.
Yeah, but all these people, they've been feeding us when they can, and like I said, Denny's, I pulled up, and I said, what happened to IHOP? And they all laughed.
Well, that's a good story. I mean, it's nice to know that people are helping. I mean, we do hear that all the time. And, you know, when you hear about the looters and you hear about people that take advantage of humans when they're down, there are so many people that are doing all they can to uplift humanity. And it's always encouraging to hear that, David.
All right, thank you.
All right, David, thanks for listening. If you've got a comment, you want to join us, if you want to share your feelings with us, or have you had a hallelujah moment? Have you had a moment where all of a sudden the power came back on, or you got cable, or something happened and it was just a hallelujah moment? Just a hallelujah moment? Well, if you want to share that with us, the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1. We're just going to, okay, we got time for another call?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm getting instructions here. I'm being bossed around again. Okay, let's go to Norman. Norman, you're on WWL. Hey, Norman. Hello, Norman. All right, don't seem to have contact with Norman. Let's go to a break here, and we'll come back. Oh, we don't have any music? All right, we'll just put something in there. What do you want to put in there? Didn't we have something lined up? Is something lined up for this?
I don't know.
I know.
I'm usually very organized about this.
Well, all right, listen, if you're listening, just hang on a minute. Ian and I have a little business to conduct, okay?
I have a song.
No, we can just do this on the air, okay?
Okay.
Let's do... these are the conversations that we have really off the air. Let's go to New Orleans by the band Parachute.
Yes.
Song time is 4:06. Mm-hmm. Cue time is 3 minutes.
Got it.
Okay?
That's
how we do it. Okay?
Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you got to talk up to it.
Well, yeah, right. Okay.
I gave you the 10-second
Yeah,
post.
It gives me 10 seconds.
Well, now it's 5 seconds. Them.
Okay. I got to talk quickly. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're making progress, and we're coming right back on WWL.
Nailed it.
Hey, every time we make a comeback, we get a little stronger as a city, as a community, and as individuals. The Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. My email address is scoot@wwl.com. We'll be back.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, not everybody's garbage is getting picked up. Some of that garbage is sitting out there. and it's in the sweltering heat. You know, it's not often that it's a distinguished moment when we say New Orleans stinks. Because, you know, look, in the summertime, any given day in the French Quarter, there can be kind of a rankness in the air. But, yeah, you know, I feel badly for those of you who are dealing with all of that. And, look, I've heard horror stories about St. Charles Parish and how stuff is rotting there, and it really does smell bad. Before I get back to your calls, this is just a reminder that Hurricane Ida left so many in the greater New Orleans area and really throughout southeast Louisiana really in a bad position. They are strategically restoring power and cable. It's coming back, but a lot of people are still suffering. Some people are just devastated. And in the extreme heat, we'll get a little break with this cold front, but the extreme heat has made it just even more difficult. No food, no water, no ice, no AC. This is why WWL and Odyssey are partnering with the Second Harvest Food Bank to help get support to people who desperately need it right now. Every dollar you donate will help provide 4 disaster meals. Every dollar you donate, you're providing 4 disaster meals. The need to help is urgent. Please help if you can. I mean, $20, that's what? I'm not going to do the math. Anyway, let's see, 4 disaster meals for a dollar. So $5, I mean, that's 20 meals, right? So, look, you get, you know, just for whatever you can give, you're providing a lot of disaster meals to people. If you can help, go to WWL.com or OdysseyCares.com. And it's Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y. WWL.com or OdysseyCares.com and donate what you can. All right, let's get back to some of your calls. Let's go to Frank in Florida. Frank, you're on WWL. Hey, Frank.
How are you doing, Mr. Scoot? This is Frank Scurlock.
Hey, Frank. I'm good. If you're in Florida, I'm sure you're pretty good.
Well, actually, I'm in this wonderful city of New Orleans that I love. I was a New Orleans resident up until the presidential election on November 3rd, when I was actually denied the right for vote to myself because some people didn't realize that I ran for president of the United States as an independent from New Orleans. And
yeah, I remember a little bit of that. I remember a little bit of that controversy.
Yeah, it was really silly. They give you the right to have a write-in vote. At least, you know, I spent nearly $1 million running. It was, I will tell you, a lot of people said, why did I do it? It's a simple answer, because I care. And, you know, I ran for mayor 4 years ago in New Orleans. I cared then, and I care today. That's why I called in. And we're at a really unique situation, not only here in the United, you know, in New Orleans, but the whole United States. We're crumbling pretty fast. And so basically what my concern is today, and what I'm actually calling as a challenge, really, is that seeing they move the election, which we were prepared for October the 9th, but we believe that so many people might be upset and concerned right now. Maybe we ought to open up qualifications again, because it's usually 30 days for the election, and see if anybody wants to step up. I can tell you it's not going to be me because I'm not qualified. But I think there's a new level of people that do, because if you go on Facebook right now, the threads are who's packing up and leaving for good. And that's not a good thing.
Well, I think a lot of people are just maybe frustrated with this process that they have to go through. A lot of people are frustrated because of things that are going on in the city. I recently moved from downtown, where I was happy living, but downtown, the building I lived in changed, the neighborhood changed, and I no longer felt safe. So I moved out to West End. But Frank, I don't want to get into politics here. And you know, as far as the country is concerned, I don't think it's fair to say that the country's crumbling. You know, I mean, if you want to get political, you can find aspects of society at any point and say, hey, this is terrible. You know, the country's falling apart. But there's a lot of good stuff that's going on, and maybe it's times like this challenge that we're going through that causes us to look at the positive things. I mean, look, I have my problems with the city of New Orleans because it's changed. And again, the city chased me out of downtown. I still live in New Orleans. I'm still in the city limits. But I moved to another area of the city because I no longer felt safe downtown. And it's a damn shame that I'm not alone. And there are people leaving downtown. And you really have to, you know, there's a lot of things that you need to consider. If you want to live downtown, there's a lot of things that you need to consider about the building that you move into, a lot of things that you need to consider about just the overall neighborhood. It's just changed a lot. And I loved living downtown. Talked about it so often. It was part of the show, part of my life. But I'm also just thrilled. And last night, spent the first night in my new apartment. So I feel very blessed that I have that opportunity. But I did something today that I don't remember the last time I did this. I actually had to get in my car and drive to work because of living downtown, the station's downtown. I would just walk to work or do the show from my apartment. I've got a studio. I'm going to have, well, it's not set up yet, but I'm going to have a studio set up in my new apartment. So I'll be doing some shows from there. Okay, let's get back to more of your calls. And let's see, let's go to Herb in Springfield. Herb, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
How are you doing?
I met you. I'm doing fine. I used to listen to you on RNO, 99.5.
Yeah, Rock of New Orleans. That was a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, I used to listen to you. I grew up with you. I graduated back in 73.
Well, but, thank you. Thank you, man. I'm honored.
Yeah. But you was talking about these power lines, these poles earlier, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Energy is making a ton of money, and I don't understand it because you can go around the country and you look at their power poles, that stuff that's above the ground, and I don't understand why they don't have it underground, for one thing, but maybe because of the floods, but what about steel poles, a set of pine trees that they paint on it, and they stick it in the ground, and as soon as the wind gets up to 100, they snap, you know?
You know, like, Herb, pine. I've talked about this a lot, because one of the first things that I saw that captured my attention, and I posted this on my social media, was this brittle wooden pole that snapped. And this thing was absolutely dry all the way through. And it was just brittle. So, look, here's the conversation that we need to have. I am all for capitalism. But if there's a monopoly, and look, and I think energy's doing a great job of getting people back. But if there's a monopoly that is making huge profits, then maybe there should be some accountability to use more of those profits to make a more substantial situation for delivering the energy over time, instead of going with the cheapest, we only fix what we have to fix, we're maximizing profits. I think there needs to be, in a situation like that, I think there needs to be a relationship between profits and providing the best service for customers.
Oh, I agree 100%. There should be some profits going back and get the state of art and the strongest material that can handle these hurricanes that we have down here. And by the way, I got to throw this at you. I met you at the Allman Brothers at the warehouse in 1971.
Oh, my God. Wow. That goes back a few years.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Hey, listen, Herb, I'm amazed that you remember it. If you were at the Allman Brothers at the warehouse in 1971 and you remember that, that's pretty extraordinary.
September 21st, 1971.
Wow.
Yeah. That's the first time I got to see Dwayne and Greg up there. And I was at the warehouse. Yeah. I think you introduced the band. I'm not sure, but you came down I was standing close to you, and I introduced myself to you, but that was 1971.
Well, I got to tell you, there's some things about that I don't remember. So I may have, who knows?
Yeah,
I may have sat in on drums.
I know what's that saying? I'm from the 70s. I don't remember.
Yeah,
know?
Really. I have a good reason not to remember. Listen, Herb, I enjoyed our conversation, man. Thanks for that. And thanks for hanging out with me so long over the years. I appreciate that. And look, you know, we're still alive and we're still having a good time. Let's go to Ian Hoke with a couple of text messages.
I got a text message here. It's a little bit longer, but I love this.
Okay.
I love this. Sit back and let me take you on a journey. Heard Scoot talking about good old-fashioned radios. Never will I forget listening to Garland Robinette during Katrina and the drama unfolding from people calling in. So, of course, with Ida, I had my trusty transistor radio with me. One afternoon, I was listening to WWL, and some of my grandchildren thought I was holding out on them and had a secret TV. I showed them my red transistor radio, and one of the little ones wanted to know where the picture was. Very hard to understand that it wasn't a TV, but it was my window to the world and the news. I'm 70, and I've always kept my transistor radio around, often using my body to somehow help the antenna bring in a better reception. Thanks for staying on the air during these difficult times. And that text comes from D. Oakland. Thank
that's
you,
D. Amazing. That's a great story.
That's so cool.
You know, my daughter-in-law was telling me just yesterday that she tried to explain to my granddaughter what I do for a living. And I FaceTime my granddaughter. I Amazon Echo with my granddaughter and grandson. And she doesn't understand the concept of hearing me on the radio. And she talks to me and I don't respond to her. She thinks I'm ignoring her. Yeah.
You cruel monster.
How come Papa's not talking to me?
Why don't you talk to your granddaughter, yeah. Scoot? That's terrible. Yeah. Hey, a number of people also wanted to know what was the song that we played when we were kind of doing it live going into the last break and we didn't have something queued up. That was New Orleans by the band Parachute.
Yeah.
It's on Spotify.
Yeah.
It's on Apple Music.
It's a great song.
It's on, and it's a great
tune.
In fact,
the band was on tour. I mean, they're a relatively new band. I mean, they haven't hit it real big, but this was a pretty big hit for them. They wrote that song in New Orleans.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, they were here on the road, and they were in New Orleans, and they wrote that song then. So it's a cool
song. I can tell because the sort of the ending part, the denouement, where they down to the water.
Yep.
It's like you can just tell they were walking around the French Quarter or Treme or somewhere, and maybe they saw a second line or heard a brass band playing, and they were like, that is such a great sound. We should have that on our next record.
Yeah, okay. What we're going to do is we'll play that again later. Yeah, we play that often. That is part of our bumper music library here on WWL. In fact, if I have a chance to do it, I'll put together a playlist, and we'll have a Spotify post-Ida comeback connection playlist. And we'll give you some songs of encouragement that we're using as our bumper music. But we'll have a list of songs of encouragement that, you know, you can listen to as we make this big comeback. September. You know, look, we're going to remember this month for a long time. I'm Scoot on the air. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And we'll be right back on WWL. We have conquered mountains. We've climbed mountains in our lives. We all have. Maybe it's not a storm, but we've climbed a mountain. This is another mountain. And I know you get discouraged, and I know it's hot as hell. You're going to get a little relief at the cold front this weekend, but if you're still without power, if you're still without cable, if you're with a home that is destroyed, damaged severely, you've been through tough times before. And you look at it and you just want to cry, and it can be very discouraging. But think about what you've done before. You've done this before, and you'll do it again. And we will persevere. Let's go to Charlie, who is a lineman from Houston. Hey, Charlie, welcome to the show on WWL.
How you doing this evening?
I'm good, Charlie. You're a lineman in Houston, so you know how hard these guys are and women are working down here.
At it every day. We put in 16-hour days.
Oh, so you're from Houston, but you're working in the area now.
We working in the Baton Rouge, Sorrento area.
Okay.
One of the main transmission lines right there on Highway 22. We've got about another day or two, and we'll have that back up and in. But the reason I'm calling is we came down here. We had the fairgrounds off Airline Highway in Baton Rouge, and there was a company that contacted us and kind of adopted us and been feeding us lunch and dinner every day. And this company, it's the Blind Tiger.
The Blind Tiger.
They're from the Mississippi coast.
That's right. Bay St. Louis.
Yep. These guys drive 125 miles a day, twice a day, to bring us lunch and then come back out at 6 o'clock in the evening and give us dinner. So, you know, my whole crew, we want to thank them from the bottom of my heart. We've nothing but grateful for everything they've done for us for the last week and a half. It's absolutely tremendous.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Charlie. And look, and thanks to the Blind Tiger for doing it. I've been to the Blind Tiger in Bay St. Louis. It's a cool place. So you at least you feel like you're appreciated and you're cared for. And I know people are frustrated without power, but, man, we appreciate the work that you're doing. And, you know, all of you are bringing us back at a rather quick pace when you think about how devastating the storm was.
Absolutely. We're dedicated. We're going to be here to the end. We're not going to forget about y'all. But just the outpour from the community, you know, we got people that stop in and just checking on us and making sure we have everything we need to get out there with good energy the next day and go right back to work and getting all these lines back up. So,
you know, downtown, when I see at the end of the day, when I see the trucks returning and I see the workers get out of the trucks, man, you guys are hot. You're dirty. You just look exhausted. And, you know, it's hard work. What you do is hard work.
Yeah. And what a lot of people don't realize is, you know, we get up at 4:30 in the morning. And our hotel is in Metairie, so we drive from Metairie.
Oh, wow.
To Baton Rouge, get in our work vehicles, get out on the site. 6 o'clock in the evening, we'll go back, get out dinner. Then we got to drive back to Metairie, get our showers, straighten the bed, and it's same routine every day. So, you know, we're not complaining. We understand the situation. There's so many linemen down here that's taking up so many of the hotels. And as the hotels came back online, that's the first two hotels that was available for my crew. And we got about 60 guys in my crew. And, you know, we're just very appreciative for what everybody's done for us.
Well, Charlie, I'm gonna speak on behalf of everybody who has their power back and those who are waiting to get it back. Thank you. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate what you're doing for us. And you will always be tied to this community because you will always be part of the comeback of New Orleans and the whole surrounding area.
Absolutely. There's one guy that works for the Blind Tiger. His name is Mickey. And this guy has went beyond anything we could ever ask for, bringing us, you know, little different small things, not even – you know, on the menu, if we needed toiletries or something like that, he'd stop on his own and make sure we had what we needed. So, big shout out to Mickey with the Blind Tiger. Thank y'all.
Charlie, I thank you for what you're doing. I'm glad you had a chance to give a shout out to that guy. Let's go to Michigan. And Paul, you're on WWL. Hey, Paul.
Hey, man. You guys used to be called the powerhouse of the South for a reason. 50,000 watt clear channel.
That's
listen
right.
Listen to you on the audience here, and it's clear.
Cool.
And look. There are a lot of us that were born and raised or maybe just lived there for a couple of years and have an affinity for the whole coast area. And you know, it'll always be home. And what you guys have been doing, all the hours you've been working on the station, keeping us a little far away, connected to what we call home.
Yeah, and Paul, even though you're not here and you're not physically suffering, I know what it feels like to be away and hear about a disaster like this in a place you love. It hurts. It hurts.
And the friends and family, they're all there, you know.
Yeah.
And been able to relay some information early on to people, you know, with texting to them. And you know, just trying to do anything that I can. But listen, there's this thing. I've lived a lot of places in the country, a lot of people have. But there's a culture down there.
There is.
It's so far different than anything else. And maybe it is because we got to pull together to fight at times, you know, to get through. But
I think it is. And, I've been through hurricanes before, and I don't know why, but it never occurred to me before that the generations that have gone through storms have helped create this culture. I mean, culture. Part of the culture is that we bond together over things, and I think that's one of the things that enhances Southern hospitality, which is not a myth. It's real.
It makes this thing that's completely different. You can disagree about politics, religion, whatever, and have a passionate argument without hating and fighting. And that doesn't seem to be the case in a lot of other places.
Well, sometimes I don't know if that's the case here, but you know, but in general, it is. In general, it is. There are a few individuals that really hate, but you know, you're right about that.
Sure.
You're right.
But diversified cultures, you know, education come together, and lunchtime, you know, eating poor boys with gravy dripping off the elbows.
Yep. Hey, Paul. Thanks.
Man, I missed it.
Thanks for the call, man. Thanks for the call from Michigan. Tuning in on the Odyssey app. From Michigan, because this is his home. And if you're from here, this is your home. And that's why we just got to, you know, hang in there and stay strong. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. I'm Scoot on the air. And if you've got a comment or want to share your feelings with us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Hey, that's, man, don't let this break your stride. I mean, I know it sucks. It's tough. But don't let this break your stride. You know, man, keep going, keep going, keep going. Yeah, we're going to put together a music list. And we can get that out and share that with people. I'll try to come up with that after the show today. We'll do a music list of songs about the comeback that we're going through right now.
It could just be this song like 30 times, and I'd be sad. I love this song.
I mean, I was on B97. I was on our Odyssey station B97 in the 80s when this song was a current hit.
I found the music video on YouTube, and I'll send it to you, and you can post it on social because it's such a beautiful, iconic, just precious little late 80s music video. It's got everything. Like, if you looked up late 80s music video in the dictionary, there'd be a picture of this song.
There was something quite definitive about the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
Music, fashion, just overall, the overall ambience of the 80s.
Bring it back. I'm ready.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? After the pandemic, you know, I said when things calm down, we're going to have an 80s night. And, man, we had one epic 80s night at Generations Hall. You know where I'm going with this? You know what I'm thinking here? You know what I'm thinking?
What are you thinking?
I'm thinking after we kind of recover and when things start to come back.
Yeah?
I think it's time for another 80s night.
Another 80s night. Okay.
Another 80s night.
Well, my costume is going to be Matthew Wilder from the 1983 song Break My Stride.
All right. So, look, stay tuned because we'll be in touch. We'll be in touch on this. We'll do another 80s night. Oh, yeah. It's going to be time for a party after all this. I'm Scoot on the air. If you're on hold, hang on. We are coming right back with more of your comments on WWL.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.